Well, the fate of the city of Jerusalem is one of the most contentious elements of the Middle East peace process. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim the historic city as a future capital, and neither are prepared to give it up. So when, early in his presidency, Donald Trump floated the idea of recognising Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, it was hugely controversial. Now, with tensions across the region running high, President Trump is set to announce the move in a major speech overnight. For more, we're joined by Anshel Pfeffer. He covers Israel for The Economist and writes for the newspaper Haaretz. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good morning from Jerusalem. I'm not quite sure what time it is in Australia.
Doesn't matter. Everyone else knows. You've argued that this decision isn't part of some bigger strategy on the part of President Trump. Why do you think he's announced this?
Well, you know, for anyone who wants to try and divine the motives in Donald Trump's brain is on the hiding to nothing. So I'm not quite sure why he's actually done it now. But we can look at the various motives here. First of all, this is an election promise. Now, Trump likes to say that he delivers on his promises. For within the, you know, in American internal politics, it's much more difficult to build a wall with Mexico. It's much more difficult to deliver a healthcare plan. But just to get up to a podium in Washington and say, well, the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as being Israel's capital, is a low cost move for him. You know, to the hell what happens here in the region. So for him, it's an easy, relatively easy thing to do. Then there are also some of his supporters who are pressuring him to do so, both Christian evangelists who are very pro-Israel and pro-Jerusalem on the issue. Then there are Jewish right-wing lobbyists who also have been pushing him, and they have been donors of and supporters of Trump from way back. So there is a lot of, for Trump, at least, you know, on the U.S. side of the equation, this is a no-brainer. He can just say whatever he likes. The question is, what will be the implications here in the region, here in Jerusalem and in Israel and Palestine?
Well, give me an analysis of that. What will the implications be? Because this is huge. I mean, what kind of consequences will there be in the Arab world?
Well, the Arab world right now is focused, in other places, focused on the fallout in Syria and in Yemen. It's still focused on the fight against Daesh, even though it's dying down in Syria and Iraq. It's hotting up in Egypt. It's focused on the massive confrontation brewing between the Saudis and the Iranians. I think the Palestinian issue is relatively quite low down on the priority list of many of the Arab nations. And we've seen condemnations from the Arab governments and regimes over the last couple of days, but they've been relatively muted. The real question is, will it lead to an outbreak of violence here on the ground, here in Jerusalem and in the West Bank and perhaps in the Gaza Strip? And that's where the question really becomes relevant for the people living here. Will this make an actual change to our lives here? We've had a few months of relative calm here in Israel and Palestine. Are we going to see another wave of violent attacks and retaliation from either side? That's the real question that people are waiting to see over the next couple of days here with the fallout from Trump's decision.
And you think it's too early to call?
It's certainly too early to call. I'm talking to you now. It's morning in Jerusalem. There hasn't yet been any violent demonstrations. On the other hand, it's very heavy rain this morning, which is usually a damper on any kind of rioting. Most likely we'll see something happening towards Friday with around the prayers of the main mosques on Temple Mount in East Jerusalem. We'll probably see some kind of of protest there. Whether they'll be violent, whether they'll be widespread, we don't know yet for sure.
We'll be watching very closely. Anshel Pfeffer there, he covers Israel for The Economist. He's also written a book on the turbulent times of Benjamin Netanyahu.